Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Memorial Football Show, week number two. The Tigers coming off a 36-14 season opening win against the Jasper Wildcats. It will be at Enloe Field again this Friday night, taking on the North Huskies. When we come back, we'll talk to Coach Herding about the win over the Wildcats and preview the Husky game when this Memorial Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Herding and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters, too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach John Herding joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing fine. Well, obviously, week one is now in the books. The 36-14 win over Jasper, kind of a new-look Wildcat offense as well with Derek Hart. Probably saw a few more passes from that Jasper football team, but got up 36-0 early in the third quarter, had a running clock. Just all in all, thoughts on the win over the Jasper Wildcats last Friday?
I thought our kids responded well. You know, going into the game, we really weren't sure. We had an idea what they're going to run offensively and defense, but, you know, a lot of speculation. I think Coach Johnson had the defense really ready to play, and the kids responded well. Offensively, I felt like the line played really well, and we were able to take advantage. We didn't have a lot of reps, but I felt like the kids responded well. And we had some things definitely go our way. You know, we had the 102-yard reception, but it was 15-0 at that point, getting ready to score. That put them down one score. And to be able to turn that into a 102-yard interception return for a touchdown, I think that was a big turning point in the game.
Well, certainly Wes Kelly able to bring that back. And I, from all accounts, a new state record. Nobody in the history of Indiana high school football has returned and a pick six that far. So congratulations to him. And as you said, I think there were a couple of other occasions in that game at least when the starters were in, where you guys either defensively held them, created a mistake on Jasper's part, and able to foil probably two or three trips that they had inside that red zone on Friday night.
Yeah, the defense really stepped up at times, you know, and then and really they got a nice stop the first possession. We got the ball back. I think we fumbled the ball right back the first play, and defense held true to that one again. I think our second or third possession, we may have thrown an interception. I mean, we did not start strong offensively, but I do like the way the kids responded. Nobody pointed a finger, or nobody held their head. Everybody just kept working and ended up working things out.
Well, John, certainly you break in a new quarterback. I mean, you know, it's not that like Luke hasn't ever played the position before, but certainly, you know, trying to fill the shoes of Matthew Fisher, no small task there either. But just kind of as the game wore on, did you kind of feel him maybe finding a little bit of a comfort zone and maybe finding some consistency offensively?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, that maybe a little bit taken for granted on my part. From the standpoint of, you know, like we'll signal things in or I yell things at him from the sideline, but getting a clear communication from me to him is something we got to improve. And then the other thing is, like, getting guys lined up and looking both ways to make sure everybody's set before we start our cadence. Or, you know, understanding, I think he may have changed the play at the line of scrimmage twice, and I don't know if he knows that or not, but he does now. That's not something we necessarily do. Unless you're given an option, and he wasn't given an option. So going forward, I don't perceive that to be much of a problem. But, you know, this is his first time really to be under fire, a varsity game, and everything's on him, all the communication, the motions. So there's a lot of things to take in. And you know what? He didn't shy away from it. He didn't hang his head when he made a mistake, and that's pretty encouraging.
Well, from the sounds of it, too, John, I mean, the mistakes are certainly things that can be corrected. And every coach would tell you the first game, they're really kind of glad, and you make maybe your most improvement throughout the season from week one to week two. So at the end of the night, it's 36-14, and you're 1-0.
Absolutely. You know, I like the way the kids responded. You know, anytime you have a first-week game, and you know, Jasper's going to cause people a lot of problems. They had, you know, it's one of those days where they had a lot of things that didn't go their way, as far as plays that were made that could have gone one way or the other. And fortunately, they went our way. But, you know, Coach Hart's going to have those guys. They're going to be a handful offensively. Rainer's kids throw the ball really well. And defensively, I mean, I think they've got some guys up front that have caused some problems. So, you know, they're going to be a challenge going forward. And, you know, we're going to have to turn the page on that one and get ready for the next one.
All right, we'll get ready for more of the Memorial Football Show with Coach John Hurdy right after this here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurdy and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters, too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345. Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. the all-new Rocket Bar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rocket Bar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rocket Bar.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, senior wide receiver Max Anslinger joining us now. Max, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Well, you got to be good. You're good feeling. 1-0, big win over the Jasper Wildcats, season opening victory last Friday night at Enloe Field. Just kind of talk a little bit about the offense and how you felt that the offense performed in that game.
Well, we started off very slow with two turnovers pretty early, but I feel like our whole team played well together for the first time, like the young ones coming up and playing with us. I feel like we played really well.
Well, certainly it's a new-look offense. I mean, maybe not the playbook, but personnel. And you've got some experience coming back, certainly the wide receiver position and the running back with Dylan there. But, you know, obviously when Luke getting his first real start to open up the season, did you really kind of – and after those first early turnovers, did you guys kind of feel that the offense settled in for the rest of the game?
Yes, I do. When he turned the ball over the first interception, he – was still confused on the play. Like the when Coach Hurley signaled it in, he questioned what he was doing. He just needs to be confident. But after that, he definitely played really well, and we played really well offensively.
Well, Mac, with you and Luke and some of the other wide receivers, I mean, certainly with the new quarterback, I mean, it's going to take some time to kind of develop that chemistry, the timing and all of that. I know you guys spent an awful lot of time together this summer and maybe even before and after practice now. But do you feel that Luke's confidence grows each and every day from a wide receiver standpoint?
Yes, 100%. And, like, me and Luke have had chemistry since we went to grade school together, so we've had chemistry for a long time. He just needs to build it with the rest of the team.
All right. Well, let's turn our attention now to the North Huskies. You guys get them coming to Enloe Field on Friday night. They're coming off a 33-22 win against the Castle Knights this past Friday, where the run game was really good. But you've had a chance to study their film defensively. What do you expect from the Huskies' defense on Friday night?
I expect them to play well. I know they have a really good linebacker, number 5. He played really well last game. But I think we have a lot of opportunities. If we can get the run game going, we can open the field for us receivers to go score, make big plays.
Well, I mean, again, they've got to be feeling real good. They've got a new coach over there. You guys had a new coach that you were going up against last week with regard to Derek Hart and Jasper. So does that pose maybe just a little bit more of a problem, you know, Max, when you've got a new coach, they've got a new defensive coordinator? I mean, you can look at last year's film, but again, with new people in charge, are things a little bit different for the Huskies defense than they were a year ago?
Yes, they are. They run like a cover 3 with someone floating, so it definitely makes it a lot harder for us to, like, understand what they're going to run. But I think we'll get our job done and win.
What's been the focus so far at practice, man? I know it's kind of still early in the week. You've got a couple more days left to go. But, you know, just to kind of put that Jasper game behind you, I know your coach probably emphasized that on Saturday morning when you guys got together. But all your focus certainly against North. But what will be some of the keys for the Memorial offense this week to be productive and get to 2-0?
So we want to establish the run first. That's what we want to get done at. That's what we're getting done at practice yesterday. And we want to establish the run so we can open up play actions and any other pass plays.
Well, one final question. I don't know if you guys, social media, you probably know all of that, but the Football Coaches Association has Memorial ranked number 1 this week. I know that doesn't mean a thing to Coach Hurdy, as he kind of told you guys, don't worry about where you are ranking and let's just concentrate on North.
we don't really care where we're ranked. We're just going to go out and play hard no matter what.
All right, Max, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much. Congratulations on the win over Jasper, and all the best to you guys this week against North.
Thank you.
All right, that's Max Anslinger, senior wide receiver from Memorial. We'll come back. We'll get the scouting report on the Huskies from Coach John Hurdy when this Memorial football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies for North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Have you seen interest rates for new or used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern. Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach John Hurdy will be joining us. Well, Coach, now you turn your attention to the North Huskies coming up on Friday night. They had a 33-22 win over the Castle Knights. New coach, Zach Nero, obviously been with the program quite a few years. He's got a defensive coordinator that's brand new. Just kind of your thoughts as you watch the film of the Huskies.
You know, they definitely have a new look to them, and they were awful big and physical. I take my hat off to Zach as far as, you know, his first game out and kids executed as well as they did. That's a big win over Castle. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full this week competing with them.
Well, you looked at that game and certainly their offense, about 250 yards on the ground, holding Castle to about 30 yards on the ground as well. Certainly North giving up a couple of long kickoff returns for touchdowns, but basically that was it. Was it more of the North defense? I know Castle had a few mistakes, but, I mean, how aggressive is this North defense?
You know, they do a nice job, especially getting after the run game. All night long, they were putting a lot of pressure on Castle. So I think a lot of it, I mean, they do a nice job up front. I mean, they're big athletic kids.
You take a look then, certainly, well, as far as you guys and want to establish the run, so do you see a little bit more of a change in coaching philosophy defensively, and what will you guys have to do then to maybe establish a run and open up the pass game for Luke?
You know, we're definitely going to have to account for them a little bit different defensive look. I think it's important for us to establish a run to take some of that pressure off of Luke. But I know we do have some pretty good athletes on the perimeter that, you know, those guys are going to have to win from time to time. And, you know, I think that's North's plan that, you know, you're not going to be able to beat them on the perimeter. And they've just got so much pressure coming up the middle. So they've got a nice scheme for, you know, the personnel they have, and then offensively with as much motion and heavy running game. But they had ability to throw the ball, and that's kind of been something they've been missing for the last couple of years. So that makes them a little bit more dangerous.
250 yards of running, rushing against Castle. So from a physical standpoint, just talk a little bit about that, their offensive line, and what kind of challenges will be confronting you guys on Friday night.
Well, I mean, they're big up front, and they were punishing running the football. So to be able to stand in there, you know, I don't know that we have the bodies to match up with them size for size. So our guys are really going to have to play low and have some gap integrity and really work on stopping the run.
Well, I know they're going to certainly make some adjustments to their kickoff coverage. I mean, they have to give up a couple of long touchdown runs this past week, and that's all a part of the ball game. And I know you've got an outstanding kicker as well, John. But, you know, when you watch a film, you know, certainly it's offensively and defensively, but how much time coaches and certainly do your players, especially on special teams, watch a special teams as they get ready for a ball game?
Well, we have Coach Foner, who that's mainly his job, is to get special teams lined up. And Coach Johnson takes care of the punt return, and I take care of the punt team. So the rest of special teams really falls under Coach Foner, so he spends a lot of time organizing for that. But the players spend quite a bit of time to get a feel for who they're blocking, what their tendencies are, how they're going to handle it. And, I mean, that's a big way to change a game when you make a big play in a special team. So we try to put a lot of time into it.
Well, John, obviously it goes without saying, a big ball game, another big challenge. You had Jasper last week, new look offense, new coach. You got North this week, again, new look, new coach. So kind of the same scenario, but, again, another big conference game, and certainly having this game at home again, a little bit more of an advantage you would think, but certainly this is a big ball game coming up.
Yeah, this has become a nice little rivalry over the years. But, you know, coming off of Jasper's, it's always a good physical game to start the year. Then to come right back and you get North, I mean, it'll get your head right early as far as being able to play in our conference. So this will be a big game for us, and I know they're excited, pretty pumped up. So hopefully our kids will take advantage of the week and be prepared so we can go out and execute on Friday night.
All right, North and Memorial, Inlow Field kickoff, 6:30 Friday night. John, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck in this game this week.
All right, thank you.
All right, this has been the Memorial Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.